由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很开心你收听今天的节目。
It is our desire and prayer that you are encouraged through these messages.
我们的盼望和祷告就是我们的信息能够鼓励你。
And that you will lift up your eyes to the Lord.
使你能够举目仰望主耶稣。
Because I know he wants to encourage you today.
因为我知道今日主要我鼓励你。
And today we're going to begin a new series of messages.
而今日我们要开始一个新的系列信息。
We entitled it, Know Your Real Enemy.
我们的信息系列是称为边个先至是你真正的敌人。
We want you to know who is the real enemy in life.
我们想你知道哪一个才是你生命当中真正的敌人。
There are some people who have fights in the home and they think their spouse is the enemy.
有些人在家里面打打闹闹，就将自己的老公或者老婆当做敌人。
Or some colleague at work who's an enemy.
有人觉得他的同事就是他的敌人。
But today we're going to tell you who is the real enemy.
但是我们今天想告诉你，哪一个才是你真正的敌人。
How is the real enemy able to use one or both people at war?
究竟那个真正的敌人怎样去挑拨单方面或者双方面去引起争端呢？
When two believers disagree and that disagreement degenerates into war of words,
当两个信徒意见不合的时候，他们就会演变为口角之争。
The next thing you have is a people who are divided into two camps.
然后人就会分为两派。
Both sides perceive each other as enemies.
两边都觉得对方就是他们的敌人。
Is this really true?
究竟真的是不是这样呢？
Can two redeemed believers...Purchased by the blood of Christ, be enemies?
两个都被基督宝血所救赎的信徒，究竟能不能够成为敌人呢？
So who is the real enemy?
究竟边一个先至系真嘅敌人呢？
How does the real enemy manage to enter into the hearts of one or both of these individuals or groups?
无论个人或者团体，那个真正的敌人怎样潜入去一方或者双方的心中呢？
Consider a Christian who knows that sin and impurity is dishonoring to God and is dishonoring to the body.
你试下想下，一个基督徒如果他明明知道污秽和罪恶会羞辱上帝或者羞辱上帝身体的肢体。
A Christian who knows that sin and impurity is dishonoring to the mind and dishonoring to the soul.
一个基督徒他会知道污秽和罪恶会羞辱思想和灵魂。
What if this same Christian keeps falling into the sin of disobedience and impurity again and again?
如果这一个基督徒一次又一次这样陷入不信服和污秽的罪中的时候，
What will happen in this case?
会发生什么事呢？
Eventually, he or she will begin rationalizing and blaming the circumstances and blaming others.
可能最后这个人就会自己找到借口去责怪他身边的环境或者身边的人。
What is happening here?
究竟发生什么事呢？
What is that person doing to allow the enemy into his or her life?
点解呢一个人会咁样做，容许佢嘅敌人进入佢生命当中
，and cause defeat in their life，
导致佢生活上面失败呢
？Sometimes the same thing happens in the church。
有时教会里面都会发生同样嘅事。
Church that is active and vibrant，
一间活跃同埋蓬勃嘅教会。
Satan uses someone to come in and try to change the direction.
撒旦会利用某啲人进入去，尝试改变教会嘅方向。
And eventually, they will do good works, but stop preaching the gospel.
到头嚟，佢哋会做咗一啲唔错嘅事，但系却唔传讲福音。
It doesn't matter what they say or what their suggestions are.
依个唔关乎佢哋讲乜嘢或者提乜嘢意见。
The point is this.
最关乎嘅系
，their suggestions move that vibrant church out of the will of God。
佢哋嘅意见将呢一个生气蓬勃嘅教会带离神嘅旨意。
And soon a few of the detractors would gather more detractors around them。
好快咁样，少数嘅破坏者会带嚟更加多嘅破坏者。
Eventually, within a short period of time, that vibrant church becomes spiritually dead。
在最终，你一间生气蓬勃的教会就会变成灵性死亡的教会。
I have seen some of the great churches of the world who are now only have six people worshiping in them.
我见过一些世界上面的大教堂，里面现在只有六个人在这里敬拜神。
These churches are big, magnificent buildings.
这些教堂的建筑又宏伟又华丽。
But very few people coming in.
但是却好少人入来。
What happened?
究竟发生什么事呢?
The enemy has come in the midst of the church.
因为敌人已经进入教会当中。
The goat has come in the midst of the sheep.
山羊进入绵羊当中。
He looks at the sheep.
敌人望住绵羊。
He looks like a sheep.
敌人的外表好似一只绵羊。
He bleats like a sheep.
敌人的声音听起来都好似一只绵羊。
And everybody thinks he's a sheep.
而每个人都以为他就是绵羊。
Then he gets some more goats around him.
然后有多几只山羊会去到他的身边跟他一起。
And then they try to detract the church from its call to serve the living God.
这一群山羊会接下来企图破坏教会服侍永生神的呼召。
There's one thing you need to know about goats.
你需要注意一件事是有关山羊的。
They are either change their nature and become sheep.
他们或许会改变他们的本质成为绵羊。
Or they will cause problems.
或者就会引起麻烦。
The Apostle Paul talks to the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20.
使徒保罗曾经在《使徒行传》第二十章跟以弗所教会的长老倾偈。
He did not tell them to worry about those outside of the church.
他从来没有叮咛过他们要小心提防在教会以外的人。
But to be concerned about those who are inside.
但是却要他们关注那些在教会里面的人。
Paul said to them,
保罗跟他们说,
What you should be concerned about,
你们应该留心的事是,
are the wolves that are going to rise from within the church to devour and destroy the church.
就是那些将要在教会里面兴起来的豺狼。因为他们要吞食并且破坏教会。
Who is the enemy of God's work?
边个先至是上帝圣工的敌人呢?
Who is working within these individuals?
边一个先至是在人心里面搞事的事呢?
Who is the one who really wants to destroy the work of God?
边个先至是真正想摧毁上帝工作的人呢?
Today, I want to tell you about him.
今日我就要同你分享关于佢嘅事。
Because I want you to know the real enemy.
因为我想你认识嗰位真正嘅敌人。
I was telling a friend of mine about this series of messages.
我曾经同一位朋友分享过呢一个系列嘅信息。
And he told me something very, very important.
而佢同我讲过一啲非常非常重要嘅事。
He said that when he landed in Korea during the Korean War,
他记得当在抗美援朝的日子当中他去到韩国。
They handed him a brochure.
有人给了他一本小册子。
That brochure said, Know your real enemy.
那本小冊子的題目就是認識你真正的敵人。
And the brochure had information regarding the soldiers of the North Korean army.
在小冊子裡面有關於北朝鮮軍隊的資料。
What are they like?
究竟北朝鮮人喜歡什麼?
How they think?
究竟朝鮮人喜歡怎樣思想?
How they would attack?
究竟朝鮮人會怎樣攻擊敵人?
But the tragedy is this.
但是很悲哀的就是
The average believer is ignorant of the real enemy.
一般的信徒對他們真正的敵人是無知的。
The average Christian is oblivious to the invisible war that is taking place right now.
一般的信徒对于今日进行紧嘅无形战争是完全唔在意的。
The average Christian is unaware that whether we like it or not, we are in a state of spiritual warfare.
一般的基督徒并无意识到，无论我哋中唔中意都好，我哋系喺一场属灵嘅战争里面。
The average Christian does not know how to fight Satan, let alone win over him and defeat him.
一般的基督徒甚至不知道怎样去对抗撒旦，更加不用说怎样打赢他了。
Consequently, the cunning enemy uses Christians to fight one another.
于是狡猾的敌人就会利用基督徒互相攻击。
He uses believers as his emissaries to do his bidding in order to destroy the work of God.
撒旦会利用信徒作为他的使者去破坏神的工作。
You say, how come?
你说怎样会啊?
How come the enemy can get into a believer and uses him to destroy the work of God?
怎样会啊?撒旦怎样进入一个信徒的心里面并且利用他破坏神的工作呢?
When a person becomes a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当一个人成为基督的信徒,
when you come and surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ,
当他去到耶稣面前承认耶稣的主权将生命交托给耶稣基督的时候,
when you come and say yes to Jesus and there is no other salvation except through Jesus,
当他跟耶稣基督说, 是的, 除了耶稣基督以外必无拯救。
You have moved from darkness to light.
他就已经从黑暗进入了光明当中。
When you accept Christ, you have moved from being destined for hell to being destined for heaven.
当你接受基督的时候，你就从原来注定去入地狱的转往注定入天堂。
You are saved from eternal damnation.
他就会从永恒的咒诅当中得着拯救。
I want you to imagine your Christian life like a house.
我想你试下谂下，你信仰嘅生命就好似一间屋咁样。
In your soul, or there are many doors.
喺你嘅灵魂里面有好多道门。
You have come and you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经将你嘅生命交托俾主耶稣基督。
But not all the doors in that house of your soul have been closed to Satan.
虽然如此，你的灵魂入面的门不见得每一道都是向撒旦闩了的。
Some of these doors are not bolted.
有一些门没有锁实。
Satan comes in and he pushes on the door.
当撒旦来到的时候，他会试着去推门。
And once he finds an opening, he goes in.
当他找到一道推得开的门的时候，他就会进入去你的心中。
As you know, professional thieves never break and enter.
你知道专业的小偷永远不会打烂道门先入屋的。
They go around the houses.
他们会兜过间屋。
And they push on the doors.
顺手推下道门。
And they see which door that is left unlocked.
看下哪几道门不记得锁。
Then they go in to rob and to destroy and to steal.
跟住就会经过道门入去抢嘢、偷窃同埋破坏。
Satan is a gentleman thief.
撒旦就好似一个绅士咁样嘅小偷。
He does not break and enter.
佢唔会打烂道门入嚟。
He comes into your life.
佢会入到你嘅生命当中。
But you are the one who will either allow him in or refuse to let him in.
但系决定俾佢或者拒绝佢进入嘅就系你。
What do I mean by this?
究竟系乜嘢意思呢
？Listen very carefully, please.
请你留心咁样去听。
Anger is a door.
愤怒就好似一道门咁样。
If the door of anger is left unbolted,
如果呢扇发怒嘅门冇锁死嘅话
，Satan is going to go in and enter into your life through that door.
撒旦就会经过呢一道门进入你嘅生命当中。
And he will create havoc.
佢要制造混乱。
Not only for your life, but for the lives of all those around you.
唔单止喺你生命里面，更加喺你四周嘅人当中。
So what is the first step toward defeating your enemy?
咁样究竟击败你嘅敌人第一步要做嘅系乜嘢呢
？It is to know your enemy.
就系要认识你嘅敌人。
So let us find out where he came from.
让我哋睇下我哋嘅敌人系喺边度嚟嘅。
If you have a Bible, turn to the book of Ezekiel.
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开旧约圣经以西结书。
Chapter 28,
第二十八章
beginning at verse 11,
由第十一节开始。
Verse 11,
以西结书第二十八章第十一节。
There we have the most definitive passage as to the origin of Satan.
喺嗰度有关于撒旦嘅起源系最确定嘅经文记载。
After Ezekiel addressed the enemies of God.
当以西结讲述了上帝的敌人的时候
Who were the people of Tyre?
就是推罗人
He turned around to address the king of Tyre.
他开始讲关于推罗国王的事
Who is a type of Satan?
以西结表达推罗王就是撒旦的预表
In the Bible, all the enemies of God are a type of Satan.
在圣经当中，所有上帝的敌人都是预表撒旦的。
Anyone who oppresses the people of God is a type of Satan.
任何欺压上帝百姓的人都是代表撒旦的。
Pharaoh was referred to as a type of Satan.
埃及法老被指为撒旦的代表。
And here, the king of Tyre was personifying Satan.
在这里的推罗王亦都是撒旦的化身。
Because he was the leader and the ruler of the enemies of God's people.
因为推罗王就是上帝百姓的敌人的领导者和统治者。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友请你仔细地听。
Anyone who continuously rejects God is in the image of Satan.
一个不断抗拒神的人就是带有撒旦的形象。
Any group of people reject God become the seat of Satan.
一群拒绝神的人就成为了撒旦的座位。
Why?
为什么会发生这样的事呢
Because Satan uses people to accomplish his purpose.
因为撒旦会利用人去达到他自己的目的。
Because Satan always employs willing agents to do his evil bidding.
因为撒旦会成日利用甘心受佢驱策嘅人去执行佢邪恶嘅计谋。
Look at verse 12 and 13 of Ezekiel 28.
请睇以西结书第二十八章第十二到第十三节。
Satan is described as Lucifer.
撒旦被形容为路西弗。
Lucifer was his original name.
路西弗就是撒旦原本的名字。
The word Lucifer is a word from which we get the word light in English.
在英文里面，路西弗原来是解作光。
And that's who Satan is.
原本就是代表撒旦，就是说他的特点。
He was known as Lucifer, which means light bearer.
撒旦原本是称为路西弗，就是大光者的意思。
The brilliant one.
他就是灿烂的那一位。
The shining one.
就是发光的那一位。
And Ezekiel addresses Satan and says,
以西结是这样描述撒旦的。
You were the model of perfection.
你就是完美的典范。
Full of wisdom.
你就是满有智慧的。
You were in Eden, the garden of God.
你曾经在伊甸园，就是上帝的园中。
Every precious stone adorned you.
带着各式各样的宝石。
Ezekiel goes on to name these stones.
然后以西结就讲到是什么的宝石。
Your settings and mountings were made of gold.
连他的身体上面的很多的挂饰都是用金来制成的。
On the day you were created, they were prepared.
他们全部都在路西弗受造的那一日已经预备好了。
Lucifer was created by God.
路西弗是上帝所创造的。
He is a created being.
他是一个受造物。
In verse 15 of Ezekiel 28,
在以西结书第28章第15节,
it says that he was perfect in his ways.
那里说路西弗所行的事全部都是完美的。
I want you to listen very carefully.
请你留心注意这一点。
God is the only one uncreated being.
只有上帝不是被创造的。
God alone is eternal.
只有上帝是永恒的。
God, the Holy Trinity alone, has no beginning and no end.
只有三位一体的上帝是无始无终的。
And God created innumerable angelic hosts.
而上帝创造了无数的天使。
Why?
为什么上帝会创造他们呢？
To serve his purpose in the universe.
就是为了让天使在宇宙当中服侍上帝，完成上帝的目的。
There are too many even to number.
天使的数量多不胜数。
As sometimes would say in English, zillions and zillions of them.
就好像我们经常说的，好像天文数字一样。
There were innumerable angelic hosts that God created.
在无数的天使当中，在上帝创造的无数天使当中。
One of these angelic beings was Lucifer.
其中一个就是路西弗。
As a created being, he was obligated to offer worship to God.
作为受造物，他原本的责任就是要敬拜神。
To offer praise to God.
赞美上帝。
To adore the Creator God.
崇敬那位创造的主宰。
Lucifer was perfect in every way.
路西弗在各处都是完美的。
Again, look at verse 15 of Ezekiel 28.
请你继续看以西结书第28章第15节。
He was the epitome of wisdom.
他就是智慧的缩影。
He was the ultimate in beauty.
他极其美丽。
That's how he was.
这个就是撒旦原本路西弗的样式。
So much so that God delegated to him the executive responsibility as chief administrator of the angelic hosts.
他完美到上帝会差派他做天使长，管理所有的天使。
God gave Lucifer all the power over the angelic hosts.
上帝赐予路西弗在天使当中最高的权柄。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14,
在希伯来书第一章十四节,
it tells us that the angels are ministering spirits.
他告诉我们听,天使都是服役的灵。
Angels are servants of the living God whom he sends to protect the believers.
天使就是永生上帝的仆人，奉上帝差遣去保护所有的信徒。
To preserve his elect.
去守护上帝所拣选的人。
He sends them to take care of his chosen people.
上帝差遣他们去照顾上帝的选民。
To take care of his church.
去照顾上帝的教会。
To take care of the heir of salvation.
去照顾承受救恩的人。
Are you listening carefully?
唔知你有冇留心咁样去听。
This is very important.
呢一点系非常重要噶。
If it were all up to Satan,
如果我哋让撒旦任意咁样去行
，He would have depopulated heaven.
撒旦会使天堂嘅人口大大减少。
How could he have done that?
究竟撒旦点样去做到呢一件事呢
？Well, first.By preventing men and women from coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
首先，撒旦会尽量拦阻男男女女去认识耶稣基督嘅救恩。
And then when they do believe,
而一旦当佢哋接受咗耶稣基督嘅救恩
，He keeps them ignorant about Him.
撒旦会使佢哋对主耶稣继续保持无知
，ignorant about the Word of God.
对上帝嘅话无知。
An ignorance period.
总之就是一无所知。
But God's angels are everywhere. You say everywhere doing what?
但是到处都有上帝的天使。你会问天使在每一个地方究竟做紧啲乜嘢？
Angels are preventing Satan from accomplishing his purpose.
原来天使的责任就是要阻止撒旦的计谋得逞。
Preventing Satan from doing his dirty work.
阻止撒旦实行佢嘅阴谋。
Preventing Satan from stopping you from coming into knowledge of Jesus Christ.
阻止撒旦唔让你去认识耶稣基督。
Psalm 91 verse 11 tells us that God gives his angels charge over you to bear you up in their hands.
诗篇91篇11节话俾我哋听。因他要为你吩咐他的使者在你所行的一切道路上都保护你，他们要用手托住你。神将你交给天使负责照顾，让他们用手托住你。
Isn't that exciting?
这样不是很令人兴奋吗？
Somebody who is nobody didn't think so.
一个无名小卒。但是神不是这样去看我们。
And then these angels prevented my foolishness when I thought that I could know God my own way.
还有，当我认为能够靠自己的方法来认识上帝的时候，天使会阻碍我的愚蠢的方法。
They prevented my ignorance.
他们会防止我的无知的方法。
They prevented my foolishness.
他们会防止我做愚昧的方法。
They prevented the attempt of Satan to stop me from coming to know God.
他们会防止撒旦阻挠我去认识神。
They prevented Satan's attempt to stop me from coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life.
他们会防止撒旦企图阻拦我去认识耶稣基督做我生命的主。
And then angels continue to watch over me day and night.
天使亦都会不断咁样日日夜夜看顾我。
Some of these angels are with you right now. They're protecting you. They're watching over you.
而呢一啲天使依家正喺度同我哋同在，佢哋要保护你，看顾你。
Our time has come to an end.
我哋今日嘅节目时间又到啦。
And I have so much more to tell you. I hope you tune in the next time so you can hear the rest of this.
虽然我仲有好多嘢想同你分享，但系我希望你下次会继续收听。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，下次再会。